Welcome, everybody, to the next episode of Insider's Track for Commercial Property Managers. Today, we have the privilege of having David Goodman of Eden Arc with us today. He will speak about sustainability, but he has something to say about that. It's not what you may think at first glance. This is a whole different kind of sustainability, if you may, that people generally associate with that. And he has a lot of good content to share with us. So David, it would be our pleasure to have you speak to our audience.
Thank you very much. And yes, I'm with a company by the name of Eden Arc Group. And as a little bit of background on me, years ago, I was with LaSalle Partners. We became Jones Lang LaSalle. I had responsibility for projects in the United States and in Latin America. At one point, I ran over 40 million square feet. So I've sat in the property manager, asset manager, portfolio manager chairs. I've managed properties for organizations such as CalPERS, Teachers, PEACERS, Bank of America, T. Rowe Price. So I've functioned in the role of a property manager for large pension funds and institutional clients.
You've been in the trenches, huh?
I've been in the trenches. I've been responsible for the property. I've been responsible for leasing, all aspects of real estate commercial real estate property management and leasing. The service that we offer comes out of that experience. Years ago, I was involved with a number of property programs where we use programs like LEED here in the United States and or BREEAM in Europe. And there's nothing wrong with those programs, but they are building energy reduction programs. They're not sustainability programs. And as you probably already know, if you have a 100 tenant office building, how many potential LEED clients are there? The answer is one, the landlord. LEED is not able to certify the tenants. So if we step back for a second and we think about the question of what do all businesses need? And this is for all of us, whether we're a real estate business or any kind of business, the number one thing that we need is to be able to differentiate, be able to stand out, to be able to convince the consumer to buy from us versus the other guy. Or if we're running a real estate property, we want somebody to come and lease from us versus the other guy. So the first thing we're all struggling with is finding a way to stand out. As a property manager, we also are very interested in our tenants' health because we want to get paid. We want to get our rent payments. And if our tenants are not doing well, then we're going to struggle with receivables. And the final thing is for our good tenants, we want them to stay with us. We want retention. We want at the end of their lease term for them to re-up and to stay with us. So we want to differentiate from our peer group. We want to get paid, which means we want our tenants to be healthy, and we want our tenants, the good ones, we want them to stay with us. What we do is we provide the Eden Arc Group ISO 14001 sustainability certification program. This is sustainability as opposed to energy reduction. This is business centric versus building centric. This is something that your tenants would do. You could do it too on the building, but your tenants can do it for their businesses while they're leasing space. Now, the certification is on the business, but it ties into the energy usage that they have in that space. If you've got a triple net lease, then that tenant is paying some of their costs, their electric costs. They have certain things going on in their space that they can control from a sustainability standpoint besides their energy, such as waste, such as water, such as their use of equipment in that space. And our program, which is the number one sustainability certification program in the world, we're bigger than all the other global programs added up and multiplied by five, we help them become certified sustainable. Now, why would they care and why would you care? Certified sustainable companies are growing, depending on what research you read, 7 to 20 times faster than their non-certified peer group. The number one thing that consumers are looking for when they go online and look for companies, look for vendors to buy products and services from is that company certified sustainable? And 7 out of 10 consumers will move their business to a certified sustainable company if they find one. So your tenants who can become certified sustainable and wave the flag via their website and via their operation that here I am a good corporate citizen, people are going to buy more of their stuff. And when they buy more of their stuff, they're going to make more money and you're going to be able to get your rent. And when that tenant is certified by us while in your building, it certainly will not be the only determinant when they're up for tenant for lease renewal, but it will be certainly one of the things that they think about, because if they move, going through all the other hassles of moving, they would have to become recertified in a new location. So we are helping them and you stand out from the competition, because this is the number one thing that all consumers want of their vendors. We help that tenant make more money, and that of course helps you. And we help them be good, feel good about the space they're in, and that will have some impact on their re-up.
So what you're saying, David, makes a lot of sense. My question is that, well, before I get to the question, so really what you're saying is that if they're in space that is termed and rated sustainable, so potential customers of that tenant will come at a much greater rate than if they were not sustainable.
So almost all of us have websites. And when I say all of us, I mean businesses. And let's step back for a second. Let's think about what the internet has done and what COVID has accelerated. The internet has created a platform where consumers, B2B and B2C, can check you out, check out a business, and decide yes or no before you have the chance to press the flesh, before you have the chance to get in front of them and make your pitch. So they're checking out businesses and they're making decisions as to whether they want to buy or work with a particular business. 87% of them, 87% of all consumers worldwide want businesses to be certified sustainable. And as I said before, 7 out of 10 of them will actually move from a non-certified sustainable business to a certified sustainable business when they find it. So if a company becomes certified sustainable and puts our logo on their website and promotes that in all of their activity, their emails, their presentations, obviously the website, when they talk to their customers and their prospects about who they are and what their business is, they incorporate this into their DNA, their discussion of who they are, people will respond favorably to that. People will buy more of their stuff.
Sense actually. So what you're saying is that customers of the potential of your potential tenant are looking for this. Now my question is, do those potential tenant companies, to what degree are they aware of the data that you just presented, so that it should really make a difference in their decision of where they should rent?
So what we know is that large organizations, you know, the global big companies, the Apples and the Googles of the world, they already have sustainability departments. They already have people running around working on sustainability programs. What they don't think about is the fact that there's the ability to have sustainability for their branches, for their field offices. You know, BlackRock is very big into sustainability. Larry Fink sends a letter every year to CEOs around the world saying that he will not invest, he being the largest asset manager in the world, he will not invest in companies that are not sustainable because he's determined, based on data, that certified sustainable companies make more money. So he's out there talking about sustainability, but he's got branches all around the world, and he's not even got his own branches certified sustainable. So to your question, even the people that are the most involved and the most believing of sustainability certification haven't pushed it forward to all of their operations. So these tenants in your buildings, you, the person listening on this broadcast right now, odds are most of them, either they're a standalone business or they're a branch of a bigger company, they are not certified sustainable because they never even thought that that would be something that they could do. Partially because it's just something that organizations don't think about, but secondly, because they never thought they could have it cost affordable. Our program is roughly 5 to 10% of the cost of a LEED program. Mm-hmm. So whereas LEED, as many people know, is very expensive, this is something that a small business, a small to mid-sized business, or a branch of a larger business can afford.
Right. I follow what you're saying. But just getting back to my earlier question, if some of these tenants, the potential tenants, are not aware of the potential impact on their business, and they're not aware of what you're saying, that it's easy to do relatively. So how can we promote that in an easy way?
Well, what would be the perfect scenario is a kumbaya, right? To have the landlord march down the hall and knock on the doors and say, guess what? Here's something that could really help you. Here's something that will help your business make more money. It's good for the environment, by the way, but it's a way for you to stand out. So if you're proactive in your building, and you want to help your tenants, you're always looking for ways to add value for your tenants. This is something that you can add value. And by the way, you're not spending any money yourself. This is not like a LEED program where you, the landlord, are spending a lot of money and then you're pushing it down through CAM to your tenants. This is something where each tenant is going to buy this service for their own business because they're certifying their business. So if you march down the hall and say, hey, here's an idea for you, and you get a bunch of tenants that want to do it, everybody wins. You win, of course. They win too.
Mm-hmm. So really, that's an important point. I was really thinking in terms of potential new tenants. What you're really saying is your current tenants can do this and it will be a win-win for everybody. So you don't have to go out and get people coming to you. You're talking about the people that are already currently in your business, in your building. And let's say, for instance, let's say they were to reach out to you and you would give them these facts and figures and they would just present it to their tenants, and that just might sell itself, just those figures.
Yeah, I would start with my existing tenants. First of all, I have a relationship with them, and so it would be better to get some of your existing tenants to become certified sustainable. Then I would turn it over to my leasing department and say, oh, by the way, we've already got some tenants in the building that are certified sustainable, so incorporate this into your pitch for new tenants. So I'd want to already have some in the building, so I would have a reference point, and then the leasing department can use this as part of their go forward sales effort.
Interesting. Now, getting back to your point about cost, is there any way to give a ballpark figure of cost, say per square foot, or I'm sure that there's a range, but can you give us some idea of what we're talking about?
Yeah, now, needless to say, a tenant can be anything from somebody with, 500 square feet to 1 million square feet if they own, or if they occupy an entire facility. But with that as a starting point, I would say that if you're talking about a small space tenant in the, let's say, up to 8,000-9,000 square feet, we could get them certified for $4,000 to $5,000. Bigger tenants, it wouldn't go up dramatically. It would go up, but it wouldn't go up dramatically. So what we're hearing from a lot of our clients is that they're equating the certification cost to one or two new clients that they're getting for their business. Now, clearly, if they're selling a $1 product, it would take more than one or two. But the point is, if you're a law firm, if you're an accounting firm, getting one or two new clients would balance that. As an aside, one of our services is helping that client promote its certification status. We take the newly certified client to the world's largest search engines and directories, and we promote that client's status to literally millions of people around the world looking to buy from certified sustainable companies. So once we get a client, we start by helping them promote the fact that they are pursuing becoming a certified sustainable company. We do that before we even get them certified. So we start the promotional effort right off the bat to get some market excitement going for them. A lot of our clients actually are generating new business before they're even certified. By the fact that they're talking about becoming certified, they get phone calls or emails or whatever from people saying, I read this press release. I really don't know what you guys are doing over there. What does it mean to become a certified sustainable business? So it allows a dialogue, and they come out looking good, and good things happen. So we help them promote and wave the flag and say, look at me and buy more of my stuff.
Wow. I think this makes a lot of sense. Pretty modest investment for attracting a whole lot of new clients, as the data would suggest. So this really sounds like a real winner.
Yeah, if it's a bigger tenant, or let's say it's a manufacturing facility or distribution facility, then cost savings really starts to play into the mix, because part of what we do is we have to lower their energy costs to certify them. So every client we get, we must lower their energy costs to certify them. Now, if you're a manufacturer, that can be tens of thousands or even hundreds of thousands of dollars. So the certification is very easy.
That could be one of your biggest outlays.
Oh yeah, yeah. So the If you're a sizable energy user, then saving a lot of money is very probable, and the cost is easily covered from just the cost savings. But if you're just officing in a rental or in a leased space, you're not going to use that much energy. And so yes, we must lower your energy bills, and yes, that will help mitigate the cost of the program, but the real opportunity for a small tenant space user is on the promotion side, the revenue side, the standing out from the competition side.
Amazing. So David, I think you've got a lot of people excited with this idea. And if they would want to reach out to you, what would be the best way to do that?
The website is EdenArk.com. That's like Garden of Eden and Noah's Ark. It's EdenArk.com. I am D Goodman at EdenArk.com. But if you just go to the website, EdenArk.com, and you'll see, obviously, contact us tabs. So you can read about what we do. And if it's exciting to you, but please reach out and ask some questions.
Fantastic. Okay. I think that was a great content for the audience. And I hope they'll think about this and reach out to you.
Thank you.
I appreciate having you on the program today.
I appreciate it too.
Okay. Be well.